Wildea Tausch begins now. Before we get to our final four calls, not our final four Badgers, as they advance to the NCAA Volleyball Championships in Kansas City. So the one response I would have to Brandon is that I don't know if we've seen the same moments from Jordan that we saw from Aaron Rodgers. We've seen some Rodgers-esque moments, but have we seen enough moments to feel the way he wants us to feel in the wake of the Micah Parsons injury? Is that a fair question to ask?
Well, and the other question is, he was talking about the money and the cap number. That wasn't four for 200, but it's four for like a buck 70, wasn't it? For Micah, isn't he 46?
Yeah, four 186, I believe.
And that's really close to 200. So that's where, that's why I feel the way I feel. Because if it was, and I'm not going to put other names to it because that's, I don't want to put that in the universe. But if it was someone else on defense, I don't feel that way.
Because like, what if it was McKinney?
He's a great player. I don't feel the same way.
No, I don't think he's either. And he is a great player.
This is different, but to Brandon's point, why I was asking what I did earlier is because the quarterback is the lifeblood of your football team. We all know that. And there are different tiers of quarterback. The elevate guys, the guys that can, you know, Josh Allen, if Josh Allen's breathing, the Bills think they can win a championship. Like, I can assure you, I can't tell you what the guys in that locker room right now feel, but I can tell you when Brett Favre was my quarterback, I felt like we'd win every game. Same way with Rodgers probably starting in 09. You feel that. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and say in 08 we thought we were going to win every game. I didn't. But I certainly did with Favre because we won a lot of games. We lost a lot too, but that's the feeling. And I think Jordan Love is on that track to being there, and he's playing really good football right now. This is one of those chances for him to really cement it. If they go on and run the table and go win a championship, Brandon's call, 100% accurate. But right now, you need to probably see a little bit more before every fan is going to think, like Jordan Love can just say, hey, man, hop on. We're going places. I don't blame fans for not feeling like that's the way this is going to go. Yeah. I don't.
I don't either. I just thought it was a really good perspective.
Great.
But I also think it's a really good discussion that we can delve into further. But let's get some more calls checked off the list. Let's go to West Virginia. What's that place in West Virginia you always wanted to go to?
Greenbrier.
Yeah. Greenbrier. I don't know if Connor's calling from the Greenbrier or not, but he is calling from West Virginia. Connor, good morning. How you doing today?
Sorry, wrong number here. Let's get to Connor. Sorry. My
what'd
mistake.
You do there? Well, Jesse, what'd you do?
Someone, I put someone else.
Why does Jesse always mumble when he does that?
In fairness, Connor hung up and then he called back on a different line, and that's this is Connor's fault.
Why can't you just what, wait a minute. Connor, just a second.
Here it is.
Why can't you just say, hey, sorry, I screwed up. We would forgive you and we would move on to Connor.
Well, I did, but
he had a call back.
I'm telling you why I screwed up was kind of in part because it was Connor's fault to begin with. So, you know, we're a team here.
You are really a peach.
We're a team here. We're kind of a team here. No.
Connor, welcome to the show, and please apologize to Jesse for causing him to screw up.
Yeah, I know I do. I do apologize. Sorry about the confusion there. My bad.
No, don't do that.
Apology accepted, Connor.
No,
thank
you. Don't owe him anything.
Connor, don't be.
I'm really sorry, Jesse. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. All right, Connor, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling. What do you got?
Hey, yeah. So, you know, first and foremost, yeah, I definitely don't, as Packers fans, I don't think we just need to run the Packers out the door yet. I mean, you know, we've got three games here to finish out the regular season to see, okay, what is this team made of? How are they going to face how they're going to face the adversity. You know, what is, you know, Matt LaFleur as a head coach and Jeff Hafley as defensive coordinator, and what are those individuals going to do? I mean, as far as, like, you know, coming up with a game plan to, you know, get us over that hump and get us into those playoffs and be successful. It sucks that Micah Parsons went down, and that's part of the game. Like, it's the NFL. You know, you're playing back to back weeks. You know, your body's getting beat up from week to week. So you just don't know how your team's going to look like, you know, come the end of the year. But I think we have a roster of guys that are good. Do I think our defense is elite without Micah Parsons? Not necessarily, because I have some major issues and concerns with our cornerbacks. Like, I mean, it just from watching previous games and even yesterday with, like, Valentine and Nixon. My gosh, I mean, they're getting blown out of the water. You know, not covering well, and then Valentine not being able to catch the ball. So, yeah, there's definitely some concern there. But like I say, yeah, I think we have to see, okay, how is Love as a leader? How is he going to step up as the quarterback? How are these receivers going to step up with Watson being down? Now, I don't know. We don't know how significant Watson's injuries are. We hope he'll be back, you know, Sunday or not Sunday, but Saturday night when we play Chicago, or hopefully, you know, the next couple of games. But yeah, like, you know, these, like, Dobbs and Wicks and, you know, the guys like Van Ness and Gary, you know, we got to step up, come together, and, you know, keep our heads on straight and, you know, not let these injuries, you know, affect the team. So I think we can do it. I think we can get to the postseason, be successful. But again, these guys got to get their head on straight, get in the right mindset, and get after it.
Yeah, great call, Connor, and we appreciate that. I'm thinking back to what Xavier McKinney said, and Tausch, I think this is kind of where they need to be mentally, and he is one of the people that have to raise his game. I had multiple people point out, hey, you intercept the ball, and I'm, again, this is a big what-if game and the butterfly effect and whatever else you want to call it, but there is a ball that I feel like Xavier McKinney would say he should have intercepted. And that play happens right before Micah Parsons' knee injury occurs. I don't think it's his fault for not intercepting the pass. But Mike, the point that Xavier McKinney made last night was that things, that's not the word he used, can change fast. And however they feel right now, they do still have opportunities, and they still have really good players on their football team. But they are missing two of the best, one on each side of the ball. And to Brandon's point earlier, they still have their quarterback. Let's get to one more call before the break. Let's go to Justin in Minnesota. Justin, good morning. Welcome to Roll Day Tausch. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on, first time on here. You know, I grew up watching Mark Tauscher play, so it's pretty cool to be on your guys' show.
And me too.
Tell you what, I got a couple things. Yesterday was my birthday. It was not a good birthday present,
happy
obviously.
Birthday. You and Wes Hodquist. Happy birthday to both of you.
Hey, appreciate that. So I'm friends with a couple ex-Packers players, and I've been kind of talking with them throughout the year, and we're talking about yesterday's game and kind of like the adversity that they have.
Well,
now,
who?
First thing I want to talk about
who,
is...
Who, wait, who? Don't you think he would have told you if he wanted you to know who it was? Who are they?
We could talk more. I'm friends with Alex Green and Aaron Jones, Kurt Bankert, Donald Driver's one. Met
wow.
Quite a few people.
Some serious name checks there. Other than Kurt Bankert, but that's another story, yeah.
Yeah. That's a story for another
day.
It's a
great one.
So, you know, you're looking at, you know, Green Bay's defense. They lose Micah Parsons. However, you go back to the beginning of the year, Micah Parsons wasn't on Green Bay. Hafley had a whole plan for this season, what he was going to do. You know, that's going to be a healthy Van Ness and Gary. I would love to see, you know, I was actually kind of expecting to see Edgerrin Cooper get a lot of special packages to rush the quarterback this year. I think that's kind of like it was going to be a secret weapon going into this season on defense without Parsons. I would like to see him blitz more going into it because he's so explosive off the ball and when he does rush. And Micah Parsons was the middle linebacker when he was at Penn State. So I would expect to see some Cooper, you know, plays coming in, moving down the road here. And hopefully that can pay off. But you look at Van Ness, you know, he's motivated right now. Parsons gone. Van Ness is like, this is my opportunity to come and shine. Like, as a player, you have to be excited. Like, yeah, we lost the player, but, you know, it's a team sport. He's going to be in there. He's going to give his best. And I think our defense is going to be okay. Because, like I said, Green Bay doesn't make those big moves in the offseason. They just don't operate like that. So I think now, going into the season, that's what – go ahead.
So, no, that's all right, Justin. I just want to get to a couple more calls. We appreciate the call. I do two things. One thing that Justin said there that I think is worth noting, and one thing that Connor said. Connor talked about the corners. If we're being honest here, Tausch, we were questioning the corners heading into the season, right? Can Keyshawn Nixon be a number one? What did they get when they signed?
Has he been a number one?
No, he has not played that well. He's been inconsistent. What did they get when they signed Nate Hobbs? They certainly have not gotten much. What they were hoping for. Could Carrington Valentine elevate his game? He did not elevate it yesterday, but he has played well in longer than just spurts.
Carrington Valentine's a fine
this
corner.
Season, right? So yeah. We had concerns about the corners. On the flip side of what Justin said, look, there are some people that have to step up here. And Lucas Van Ness has missed 7 of the last 8 games before – had missed 7 of the last 8 games before returning yesterday. He is in a critical year, let's not forget. They have to decide on the fifth-year option in May. He is under contract for 2026. I would say that it is highly unlikely that they will pick up the fifth-year option. But if he performs and he elevates his game the way Justin suggested there, without Micah Parsons, that calculus can change.
You think that's going to happen?
I don't. But I'm happy if he proves me wrong. And Packers fans will be thrilled if he proves me wrong. So we'll see how that plays out. We want to get to more of your calls and a few of your texts before we run out of show. That means I need to remind you about David Gruber and Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. I saw his smiling face up on a billboard at the Champion Center in Appleton. He's everywhere. He was at the Amtrak station when we went down to Chicago a couple years ago. David is everywhere, including partnering with this show. And more importantly, he's there for you with his team and his great team of lawyers when you've been injured in an accident. So make the call. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. More of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It's easy. I think we got a connected team, and I think I know how our guys will respond, and we got a great test coming up, you know, going to Chicago, a game that went down to the wire last time we played, and obviously they rolled today, so it's to go back on top of the division. So I know we're going to get their best, and they're going to get our best.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'm not sure it's easy, but I think he's saying that it's clear what they have to do. And they do have a connected team. We'll see how connected and how much they galvanize and rally after the loss of Micah Parsons. Let's get to two more calls. Let's go to Jesse's. He's proud of his town. Let's go to Muskego.
He's proud of his town. You know, that's a damn rare thing these days.
Talk to Chris. Chris, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. I know you're calling live from the Jesse Nelson statue in the center of the town square. How are you doing today?
No, Muskego isn't big enough to have a town square.
Yeah, we don't have one of those, Jason.
Mm. Fair enough.
I'm a little depressed on losing Michael. I mean, hell of a player. But at, as Tal said earlier, our defensive backs are terrible, with or without Michael Parsons. They got turned around more than a couple doing the do-si-do in a country western square dance. They're terrible. What's his name? Number 25. He's got over 22 penalties called against them already this year. Him alone. It's ridiculous. And then the way they line up on third and short, second and five, whatever, they give them 10 yards cushions. I don't know if it's Hathley, but it seems like every defensive coordinator we've had doesn't get our defensive backs up front bumping and getting these guys off the routes. You bump the receivers, it's going to give your pass rush that one extra second to get to the quarterback. They work tandem, hand in hand. And then you guys brought up Reggie White. You got to remember the one thing when Reggie White, whether he was healthy or not, is that the GM at that time went out and got a defensive tackle. I believe his name was Wilkins from the Saints to fill in the hole when they had Watson, they had all those other guys, Brown. And what has Goody done? He knew that DeWitt is injury prone. I'm sorry he broke his leg. No one's seen that coming. But he knew that he's injury prone. You got rid of Clark in the trade. You went and thought that the two young guys that they've got could step up. They couldn't. And at the trade deadline, Goody did nothing to help that defensive line. So some of this is on Goody, but I still think the Packers can get in there, make the playoffs. Whether they win a division or not, they got to get into the playoffs, and I think they can do it. And I'm for them, but they got to suck it up. And maybe now we can see Cox come off the injured list, and maybe he can help provide a little extra to the pass rush.
All right, couple things there, and thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate it. Keyshawn Nixon has 10 penalties accepted against him. 13 total flags on the season. He is tied for the third most in the league for most penalties accepted. He is tied for the most penalties thrown on him in the NFL with 13.
And in fairness, last week that personal foul penalty was bunk on him.
Yeah. And Luther Burden got fined for it.
Yeah. The defensive backfield, especially the corners, yesterday stunk. That's my viewpoint. I have not said that throughout the year. I think with Micah and with the pass rush, we saw a lot of batted passes early in the year. We've seen some slippage, and there's been some stuff that has not been great. Secondary-wise, I think it is going to be even more important for Jeff Hafley to find that solution, because if you think not having Micah and you're going to win just playing coverage and rushing four without Micah, I don't love our odds. That's my point. That's why, right, part of why I'm as dejected as I was after yesterday's game.
Yeah, you know who else doesn't think that they can win without Micah and just rushing four? Jeff Hafley. I think Jeff Hafley would agree with you. Like, he's not going to get up there on Wednesday or Thursday, whenever he's going to talk to us this week, and say, well, I'll be honest with you, you know, I said all those nice things about Rashawn Gary last week, like the fact that he's playing the run better than he ever has, but now we're cooked. We're going to have to blitz the you-know-what out of opposing quarterbacks because Rashawn Gary ain't getting home unless he's unblocked. He's not going to say that. But I think he probably knows that it's time to revert back. And look, I'm not trying to put lipstick on a pig here, like the do-si-do in the town square. But at least he has experience with conjuring up pressure last year without an elite pass rusher. So he can lean on some of the stuff they did last year. Is that going to be the solution? No, of course not. He's going to have to come up with other stuff too. But where do you think Jeff Hafley is right now? I think he's probably in his office trying to figure out various ways. Yes, the lab. generating ideas to generate pressure. Let's take one more call.
I would think Jeff Hafley will look at this as a fun challenge for him and his staff. He's disappointed, obviously, for Micah, and it makes his job a heck of a lot easier, as he has said. Now it's time to work. Get that hard hat on, pack your lunch, and let's go.
Let's take one more call. Let's close it out with Eric in Green Bay, and we'll check a text or two before we say goodbye. Eric, good morning. How you doing?
Morning. How you guys doing?
Great. What do you got?
Yeah, so I just kind of wanted to give maybe a best-case scenario for Packer fans right now regarding Micah. Obviously, the Packers haven't released the full diagnosis. Obviously, based on all the reporting last night, everything out there is that it is an ACL tear. I think what we're hoping for at this point is that there's other ligaments in the knee, right, that can get damaged, as well as the meniscus. They call it the terrible triad, where in addition to the ACL, depending on the way the knee's moving there, you might get MCL and meniscus. So giving my background as a physical therapist, when I've kind of moved through various stages of grief, I'm in the acceptance point from the injury. What I'm hoping for at this point is that it's just a straight up ACL, because the more variables you throw right now, it's just that much potentially longer, or one other thing that could go wrong in the recovery. So, you know, just for kind of fans in the future, and as a physical therapist here, I'm always looking at that post-game presser, because they know pretty darn quick, either in the on-field testing or as soon as they bring them back to the medical tent.
Except for Taus, right? Didn't you go into surgery thinking you had an MCL and you left with an ACL one time?
Yes, indeed.
So that's what I wanted to quick dive into, is that with they do two tests, an anterior drawer or a Lachman's test. And what those are going to offer are a lot more, you might get a false negative. So after an injury, there's usually hamstring swelling up. You have other ligaments that stabilize the knee that might be compensating a little bit. In addition to the swelling, you might not feel with your hands that, and it could be a smaller tear, right? So as opposed to like a full-blown ACL tear, like you're going to feel that laxity really quick. Where you get less false negatives are, like, when you feel it, you feel it. And you have numerous trainers and you have other knee on the other side to compare it to. So if the athletic training staff is feeling an ACL tear, it's very, very likely. Obviously, nobody has MRI vision. But that's where, in Tausch's case, they thought it was just maybe more meniscus or MCL, right? And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, yeah, there's some ACL going on here. One of those things where on the field, if you feel it, it's not good. You're going to get a lot less. So best case scenario is it's just a straight up ACL and there's not a lot of other junk going on.
Yeah. Hopefully you're right about that, Eric. Thanks for the call. There's probably some Packers fans that are holding out hope that it's not an ACL at all. As you unfortunately know from experience, very rarely does that happen where they fear and suspect an ACL and it turns out to not be.
JJ Anagbare.
I was just going to say, although I still don't know what happened inside of JJ Anagbare's knee. All right, we'll get to a couple of texts from the Carbless Talking text line before we run out of time, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Starting, losing a game like this is tough. You know, it was a battle. I think we did some good things, and there's some things that we got to clean up that just wasn't good enough. And then, speaking on some of the injuries, we'll see what the, what happens and what the reports are when we get back. But it's tough. Anytime you lose guys during the game,
especially some of your best players, it's tough. And like we said all the time, it's just that next man up mentality where other guys got to step up and be ready.
That is Jordan Love. Didn't sound overly optimistic either. We'll see how the tone changes when we talk to Matt LaFleur and the players later in the week. No access today, so if you're expecting, if you're one of the folks that enjoy watching press conferences, there won't be one today. So you'll have to wait for a lengthy question or two to be asked of the head coach. Jesse, what do you have on the text portion of the Carbless Talking text line that drew your attention?
I have one text and one Facebook comment I want to get to here before we run out of show. So the text is from JJ in Poinette. There were a lot of texts today. This is just the one I chose from JJ.
Randomly? Like the poker chips
because
on Tausch's shirt?
We're hearing a lot from people about the Super Bowl team in 2010 and how, you know, there were a lot of injuries that season and the team overcame them. JJ responds to that saying this: would we have won either Super Bowl if Reggie White or Charles Woodson were out? That's why people feel the way they do. We've had essentially 36 or so years of MVP quarterback play, including some from Jordan Love, and only have two rings to show for it. JJ and Poinette responding to what everyone's been saying about the injuries and overcoming them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't find that to be an unfair take. Do you, Tausch?
Nope. I don't.
There is a Pro Football Reference has the 2010 team's injuries, the players that were on injured reserve when the Packers played the Super Bowl. The names of those players are as follows, and I quote, Nick Barnett, Morgan Burnett, Jermichael Finley, Ryan Grant, Justin Harrell. So nobody yet that rises to the level that we're talking about here. Spencer Havner, Brad Jones, Derek Martin, Mike Neal, Marshall Newhouse, Brady Papinga, Anthony Smith, because these are alphabetical, not in terms of importance, Mark Tauscher. You were a great player. You were not Micah Parsons. You were not Charles Woodson. They had Brian Bulaga, who was able to fill the void from losing you. We're going to find out.
As I said earlier in the show, the 2010 comps with Micah Parsons does not add up. That would have to be Clay, or that would have to be Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Either of those two. And I don't know if we get, you know what? You never know. And that's also to say that that doesn't mean this thing is over. I think that's the thing. It's just a huge gaping hole. You can build a bridge and jump over it. I don't know. Maybe you can. But I'll tell you what's going to have to happen. Jordan Love is going to have to play great football consistently. He has played great football, and he has been as good as he's been this last month. I think he's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple of, you know, he had a bad throw yesterday. That's what's going to have to happen. So there's a process to go through. Packer fans and everybody said, don't give up on this team. Don't. Yeah, we all get it, man. But you can be bummed, and you can think the world is over, and then you can switch your mind. Yeah, that's how this works as being a fan. And if you don't want to do that and you want to be all high and mighty, great. Go ahead, Bruce. Be Bruce Almighty. Do it. I don't care. But the reality of this whole deal is you're going to see a different formula for this team to win. It's no longer Micah closing up, enter Sandman. That is going to be put away. That ain't happening. So let's figure something else out. Let's stop pouting about it. Get to work and figure out a new formula. Can you do it fast enough? I got doubts. And by the way, that doesn't make me a bad fan. I have doubts. You're going to have doubts. So I just, you know, sometimes you get caught up in some of all that stuff. Enjoy the ride. This is the part where you bottomed out a little bit. Hey, I bottomed out on canoes. Lift the dang canoe back up. Go find some deeper water and get back in. Put your paddle in and go. Or you can sit there and pout and hope somebody comes and it'll portage you out of here and jump in a car and get the hell out of here. I prefer lift the canoe up, go put it in some deep water, and get back to it.
Just hope it's not Robert.
No, you laughing at, Jell? What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
I paddle in Portage. I've done the paddle in Portage on the lakes here. I went up to Waupaca, and we bottomed out a bunch. The stones hitting the ground. And no, I was thinner than I am now. So, yeah, is it weight is an issue when you're doing it? Yes. But I'll tell you this. You don't just sit there and hope that these rocks are going to move. You pick the darn canoe up. And you go move it, you go find another, and you move, and you go. And you probably are going to hit it again. And you know what? You get up and you pick it up again, and you go. That's what portaging's all about. Don't just sit there and cry about it. What are you going to do? Get up and go. Get your canoe back in the water and see what happens.
Just be careful if you take your canoe out to deep water if Dan Campbell or Robert Saleh are there, because they're going to drown you in it. We will wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We're out of time. We will do it again tomorrow. You and your canoe will hopefully get out to deep water, and you can continue to paddle and portage toward a matchup with the Bears on Saturday night.
We talking about volleyball start times tomorrow then, or later in the week? What's the plan there?
Well, they're going to be the late game on our show, that's for sure. We'll talk about that and more tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.